The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network, geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you. For more Nerdy Show podcasts, community forums, and learn how you can support this and other Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com. Welcome to Dungeons and Doritos. Hi, I'm Cap.
I'm Colin, I'm making a mess of myself.
I'm Tony, and I'm watching Colin make a mess of himself. It's great.
I'm Lefty.
I'm Rosita. This is hilarious.
I'm Ruby, watching him make a mess of himself.
And we are here with a whole room full of people. Everybody say hi.
Hi!
And this is a special Dungeons and Doritos introduction to Book 3, our third season of Dungeons and Doritos. We're coming back.
Yeah! Yay. High fives!
Yay!
This is a microsode requested by Bryce Harris, and it's an idea so good we wish we thought of it. It's called Barty's D&D Recap.
I hate you, Bryce.
He says, I'm a longtime fan and infrequent listener of Nerdy Show and an enormous fan of Dungeons & Doritos. I just donated what I think is a microsode earning contribution and have a request for it. In the absence of Dungeons & Doritos since Season 2 ended, I've wanted to jump on a microsode donation for a while, and the timing finally worked out. What I would like to see is a D&D microsode special where Barty recounts the, quote, heroic deeds of the party since leaving and returning to Tole. My donation was for $21, of which I would like $1 to go towards a support drive to hit the $500 mark and $20 to be put towards buying liquor so that the party, and any available to record with Colin, can be properly prepared to deal with hearing Barty's narrative.
I'm drunk already.
This mead is delicious.
Delicious mead.
If my donation doesn't, in fact, reach a microsode, then please use all of it to keep bringing us all the wonderful content you normally do. Hope to hear a spin on all your wacky adventures. And then also, Anti-Luke jumped in on this after the fact and said, my friend told me to give $20 for booze to the Barty microsode. You can spend the other $80 on booze, too, but you don't have to. So
These guys, my God.
I love our listeners.
Thanks, Bryce.
Yeah, thank you, and don't not thank you.
Nerdapalooza, hair of the dog ever.
Yeah, and we should say this is the day after Nerdapalooza 2013. So that's why we're all here in town together. It's amazing.
And we're already kind of drunk on exhaustion anyway, so it's like it's a twofer.
Yeah. Book 3 will be coming soon, early 2014. And the goal is, with returning to Dungeons & Doritos in Book 3, we're going to create a brand new way for doing Dungeons & Doritos so we can make sure that we are on a permanent regular schedule, because we know it's one of our favorite things to do and we know it's one of your favorite things to listen to. So we're going to make sure that it is always there. Now, we obviously have a Dorito feast before us. We have some of the new fiery Doritos Locos Tacos. Tony, our bartender for this episode, is going to let you know what it is we're munching on today.
Well, we've reached into the cabinet. We have pulled out today a Salsa Rio Dorito, the Doritos Dinamita, Chipotle Crema, an absolutely delectable, really, almond and cheese gourmet Dorito. And then, Cap, I believe this one you have a note on, so I'm going to let you give that one its proper due.
The gourmet Doritos are from Japan, of course. Special thanks to producer John Laval for picking those up for us. Yes, this one came addressed to Nerdy Show with a note. It's from No Namer. He says, dear Nerdy Show crew, sorry it took so long to get this to you. During my trip to Japan, I managed to find an intriguing array of processed foods and strange-tasting cuisines, but finding a bag of Doritos proved to be a greater challenge than I thought. Despite being stealthier than a Gleeman, I finally managed to find
Impossible!
I finally managed to find this rather odd choice of flavored Doritos at a 7-Eleven in Shinjuku, Tokyo, Japan. I love the Dungeons & Doritos series and almost all the Nerdy Show programming. I hope that this serves as a memorable donation, as it will hopefully be the first of many to come. You guys and gals are awesome. Sincerely, No Namer. So,
Thank you, No Namer.
So, No Namer contributed to us a hard sausage, Italian-style sausage salami. And it,
so good.
We've sampled it and passing it out amongst ourselves. It is extremely good.
Oh, man.
It's like being in a deli on a piece of bread. It's a sandwich. It's a salami sandwich that you can eat in pieces.
The ladies
love
it.
I love that hard sausage.
Yes. Yeah, the ladies love it.
And Tony, why don't, since they've contributed money for making this this facsimile tavern in Dorita-donia possible, why don't you tell them what we're drinking today?
Absolutely, Cap. Let me reach down here. We've got a this one's already empty. We've kind of pre-gamed a little bit. It's Misty Mountain Wildflower Mead from the Misty Mountain Meadworks. The guys are currently digging.
Woo!
We've got the Redstone Meadery Traditional Mountain Honey Wine, which seems to be very delicious.
That is delicious.
It's really good.
I highly recommend that.
And we picked it because the bottle was pretty.
Mm-hmm.
And then to round it out, the as-yet untapped Afflegem Noel Christmas Ale. So we're going to get the holidays up in this bitch.
Woo!
Hooray! It'll be a Crunchmas comes early this year.
Yay! Crunchmas!
So if you had the almond and cheese Doritos and the sausage Doritos, then it would be like a deli plate.
It would be basically the thing that sustains me all summer.
Japan's
long.
Gourmet Doritos do not even remotely fuck around.
No, they're amazing.
They are amazing.
And the final beer is the hottest beer this side of hell. Ghost Face Killer, malt beverage with peppers added.
Is it promoted by Ghost Face Killer?
Whether or not it is, I'm going to say yes.
Okay.
Can we drink
he
that
hasn't
right now?
Sued over the name yet.
Yeah, would you, Brandon, would you like some?
I'll drink some right now. Yeah.
Let's do it. You and me, Brandon.
Let me try some.
I want some of that, too.
Pop Let's
that
go tip
over.
To tip.
Is this a twist off?
I don't know. I'm a shitty bartender.
Do with your... All right, here we go.
Hold on. Wait, bartender wants in on this too.
First, we have to smell it.
Wait, grab that shot glass. We can do it together. Is it the Nerdapalooza 20?
Oh, fuck.
Oh!
Right on
I'll
the carpet.
The that.
Let's do it.
All right,
Oh, that's got some bite.
Oh, that's great. Oh, my God.
Fuck. No! No! That's not what's supposed to happen with beer.
That is pretty awful.
Oh, it burns.
Oh, Hex would hate that.
We need to give Hex a...
Oh
but we need to...
Go away.
Who bought that? Did you buy that?
Yeah.
Fuck you.
That's the opposite of what beer does.
Oh my God, beer isn't supposed to be
so
like
refreshing.
Slightly warm and hot.
I can drink
who needs some?
Oh, jeez. Oh my God. Hey, Ghostface Killer.
Ghostface Killer.
Props to you, sir.
All right,
let's do this.
Okay.
Hey, Galdap.
Wait, we didn't crunch off.
Oh, we need a crunch off for M. It's M's traditional crunch off.
This is gonna be the biggest crunch off on record.
It's true. Yeah. Let's surround it.
Come on
All
in.
All ladies
Come on
needs
in,
a sausage. And three, two, one.
Crunch.
Cap, you usually say this, but is everybody ready for adventure?
Yeah.
Well, you're a microsode, old squire.
Yes, that's right. All right, count up. Take it away.
Oh. Well, thank you. I've had a lot of time to think about what I did, and I don't remember. I don't recall! I have no memory of anything at all! I've been hanging out with my bro, Billy Squire, the cockroach. He's been very affectionate towards my groinal area, but I have fended him off with foul smells.
I'm drunk, it's unfair.
When last we saw our heroes, they had appeared from a door in space and time on a cliffside next to a seaside town. V-Mac the Goliath, Jennifer the Tiefling, Jamella the Dragonborn, Barty the Gleeman, Lefty the Pirate Queen of Cornay, Dean the Half-Ogre, Relatrix Nilo, Half-Elf, and Izzy, the gnome. Two bands joined together, faced off against world's ending threat, that's plural. And now, weary and tired and angry and hungry, they descend to the tavern. A tavern called the Grunting Cat. It reminds me of my second wife during intercourse. You didn't think I was going to go there, except that, you knowing me, you probably did. Galdep's predictable. Well, fuck you. It's been several hours. The half-ogre Dean is now drunk on the floor.
I'd rather sleep with a fish tonight than get off with a fisherman's wife.
The Goliath V-Mac is meditating as a shaman is wont to do. And Jennifer the Tiefling is skulking about in the darkness like a peeping Tom. We now go to the grunting cat, where Barty, the Gleeman, and the bartender are having a discussion.
Barkeep, I require free drinks.
Free drinks? Do I look like a fucking charity?
Yes, you do look like a charity case. You have a beautiful face of charity.
Whether that's the truth or not, you ain't getting no free drinks in my place.
What are you talking about? Free drinks? I am a gleeman. I tell stories of old. I tell stories of epic. I will give you a story for free drinks, sir.
Is the story going to pay my rent?
Yes.
It better be a damn good story.
It's going to be a great story. The story of these epic heroes together as they traversed the worlds, dimensions, across the universe. You know, sir, that this will be the greatest story ever told.
Double or nothing. If you don't like his story, we'll pay double the tax.
Yeah, she says double or nothing. Relatrix says double or nothing, I'll tell a story. If I fail at storytelling, you, sir, will receive double the price of all the drinks of these fine people in this tavern.
Yeah! Yeah! I have to pay more.
I could go for opening a second bar. Lay it on me.
The gnome pays for it if I lose. All right.
A famous gleaming story.
Gather round, ladies and gentlemen, for the greatest story ever told.
Gather round.
No. And there's no witch. Oh, barkeep, you are a poor drink pourer.
I was enraptured by what people were telling me about your story.
Oh. Huzzah.
Huzzah.
This will be the story that I will tell the story of many friends, many, many battles that we, this very band of heroes, have experienced on our journeys throughout space and time.
We saved the world!
Once upon a time, there was a gleeman. And he was sitting in a bar.
Bullshit.
Very similar to this one, sir.
Never happened.
And as he was sitting in this bar, he found that there were many a hero. There was a giant man and a dragonborn. Who else was? Oh, and a tiefling. As these very wary travelers burst into the door, I'd realized that these fine folk would definitely have a story to tell. So I decided that as I knew the gods were searching for them, I decided that I, Barty Gleeman, would help these fine folk on their journey in a way to get away from these gods.
When there's a loud hammering on the door, several guards burst in and they look directly at this man. The newcomers, the travelers, the ones that came and they crushed the creatures in the tunnel, are they here?
Yeah, they're here.
Where are they? We're here to arrest them.
Ah, they're upstairs.
Upstairs now! So they go running upstairs, swords drawn, shields up, and they charge up in there in a nice, neat little line. You guys hear some commotion outside, and the sage looks at you. It might be time for you guys to go.
I like that idea.
No, my ale's gonna be delivered any minute, so wait.
No, we need to go!
Oh, I'm thirsty.
Shut up.
So the man comes in, he knocks on the door, and he looks into the room, and he says, I think there's some people upstairs that, you know, you need to run away from. Just tell me.
Who are you?
Just letting you know. Just a friend. Just a friend.
Does he need an eldritch blasting in the face?
No, I'm okay with taking help from people.
Hi, I'm Chair.
Okay. We can introduce later. If there are guys upstairs, let's get going before I say I am V-Mac.
Fair enough.
We don't really have time. Your friends are kind of start making their way downstairs. Let's go out the back door. There's a ship waiting for you. It's one I came in on.
Go!
Let's laser in!
I'm suspicious, but let's not look at
there's
your
no
thoughts
time
in the mouth.
Suspicion. We need to go now.
All right, let's go. He's so smooth talking.
Oh, I think you just made a friend.
There's no time for friends. We need to go now.
as Jennifer the tiefling threw his final firebolt into the town of Tolé, the fire then proceeded to cause a nice light show on the ship's sail.
Hey, Jamala.
Yes?
What you need to do is you need to use your light powers to make like a spotlight on our sail, and then I can be flicking them off. That circle style.
Oh, yes, let's do this. We used to do this back in the caves all the time. But I guess she lived in a cave too, so that makes sense. All right, haha. Jamala puts her palms together and sort of blocks one side of it so it creates a direct spotlight from her cupped hands against the sail. Not directed at the sail in any kind of energy blast way, just between her two palms. And, you know, the bird.
Oh, you guys are gonna do some shadow puppetry, eh? That's brilliant. Oh, never mind.
This one is all of their mothers. And this one is me.
I've never seen that one before. But you do it expertly.
I love puppet shows.
We traveled across the sea. Traveled across the sea to the town of Cornay Island, where we met a pirate queen named Lefty.
And I slowly walk up behind the female, and I tap her on the shoulder with one of my fingers.
All right, roll another sneak test.
That was a 5.
Out of instinct, as soon as I feel him, I grab him and flip him.
You don't even feel him. You hear him, but he steps on a twig or something right behind you. You hear this like crackling in the ground from where he's stepping. You know he's right there. So he reaches out to touch you on the shoulder. His finger gets about an inch away, and she grabs you. And you are basically flung flat on your back without a single warning, or you just have no realization of what happened. You're just on the ground and you're out of breath.
That's more like it.
I got him down.
There's a cutlass pointed right at your throat.
I think he killed him.
I'm hiding in the guts of the dragon, smearing dragon blood on my face to try and blend in more.
They know, we know that they're there. D-Max says loudly, obviously, so they can hear him. So we might as well stop playing game and go talk to them. Hello, other people!
My gods, you're loud. You're such a loud person. Hello, since we're saying hello.
So you're alive?
I am D-Max, very much alive.
Friend or foe.
Did you kill the dragon?
Yes, obviously.
Jay, you can come out of the dragon now.
Friend.
I think they're a foe. Just saying.
That looks okay to me.
Okay, well, it feels all right to me, too. Actually, you know what? Why don't you go back to the fire, have a nice little dragon. Delicious. Go out there and have some fun. I need to talk to this young lady.
You'll talk when I let you.
Oh, I like that.
You feel it's a pinch weird. as the man drives the sword a little bit closer to the soft part of your throat.
Mm. Why are you sneaking up on us?
Because you were sneaking up on us.
They do have a point. They're also probably rather excited after killing a dragon.
True.
Very excited.
Oh, God.
Well, come on, sit beside the burning carcass and tell us who you are.
I'm Lefty.
As we are on the Cornay Island, we found that they were overrun by zombies. As we were traveling through Cornay Island and we were set upon by zombies, I was the one, Barty Gleeman, who threw a throwing dagger into the head of all of the different zombies and putting down the threat and making sure that our party would make it safely through Cornay Island.
That is not how I remember.
That is how it happened.
Yes, it's a very intriguing adaptation of
throwing dagger to the head. Shut up, Jamala. As I remember, Jamala, in the story, what happened was Jamala Dalla Egbert III had a very
My drink went down the wrong hole.
Okay, I know CPR.
Don't you come near me! I'm magic light!
bad, but that's a lot of light in my bar.
Get on with the story, Body Gleeman.
Anyway, throwing dagger to the head, I killed all the zombies. Every single one, that was me, Body Gleeman.
One dagger? That's ridiculous.
Yes, one dagger. One dagger to the face. I was walking around just stabbing them in the head with my hand. That was the first one. You're right, sir. Thank you for my correction to the story. You do realize that I've been drinking a little bit. Oh, look, the foam is down in my drink. Fantastic. Excellent. Oh, that is delightful. Thank you, barkeep. Excellent. Now, we met a horrible pirate who was a very, as I have been told, a rapey pirate. Now, I don't know, for I was not there. Now, this pirate was set upon by our fine fan of heroes, but it was Barty Gleeman who landed the greatest blow upon this horrible pirate prince. A throwing dagger flew from the beach as we were about to storm the sheep. The sheep.
All right, hold on, Gleeman.
As we were about to storm the ship, and a throwing dagger flew from my hand and landed squarely into the chest of the Pirate King.
Differently, Barty.
The Pirate King was then wounded so greatly that Lefty, the Pirate Princess?
Queen now, bitch.
On his last breath, as Lefty triumphantly walked onto the deck of the ship.
And dealt with all of my daddy issues at once.
Yes, and stabbing him into the face. Indeed, and expiring the Pirate King forever. And thus, taking the mantle of the Pirate Queen. Now, it's very helpful. Now, I just have to say, Lefty, it was very helpful that you knew how to fly a ship.
What about flying?
The Gleeman can't hold his liquor.
It's very helpful that you knew how to sail a ship, considering had you not, we would have been in great trouble. And Lefty, being the great pirate queen as she was, she grabbed the steering wheel. Steering wheel. And took the pirate ship that used to belong to her father, and we left the zombie island of Cornet behind, sailing off into the distance to later find the adventures that would lie in wait for us. Now, as we sailed the seas, it turned out that Jamala the Dragonborn and Lefty the Pirate Queen started to develop a very interesting relationship between
Barty.
The two of them.
Go on.
Now,
Barty!
He sounds like something else. Barty!
Yes, Jamala, what?
Aside from, maybe what you were saying being weird, but, you forgot about Jennifer.
All right. Jennifer! The tiefling. He was turned into a diamond, end of story. So, Jamala and Lefty.
He was a troublemaker.
That is a massive oversimplification.
Well, let's see.
I call that one.
The big one in the middle. Why? I mean, come on. It's been freaking my pretty.
It reminds me of your eyes.
I rub my snout against his face.
Okay, that's happening.
We can share these gems together. We can make love in a bed of gems. Those existential gagging noises. Wait. Oh. Yes. You just pretend to be offended. We share the same passions, my love.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, and we'll talk about it later. But not right now, because, you know.
Yes. You may do the honors. Call into this gem as you will soon plow into me. Should you have me?
Jennifer is dry heaving.
Keep down your joy.
Wow. There's bonus XP going all over the place. Who's doing what now?
Going for that gem.
As you touch it, wishing you were somewhere else, you suddenly find yourself somewhere else. You have
How convenient.
No idea where you're at. The whole world and space around you is just like a big ball of red glass. And to your horror, outside, you see the stunned face of Jamala and everybody else as though you were looking through a big window. The rest of you guys see Jennifer grab this thing, looking rather disgusted at Jamala. Though Jamala sees a look of longing and hopeless love.
Finally.
And he just vanishes.
Wait.
Does he normally do that?
No.
Where did he go?
No, he says something snide before he vanishes, usually. Not dry heaving.
Robert, where did he go?
As we traveled the seas, we finally landed onto the shores of what is called, as we learned, of the Isle of Mages. This place...
Bollocks! Old mage stories! A Isle of Mages doesn't exist! I know. I've looked for it.
Throwing dagger.
That was one of my best customers.
Shall we continue with the story?
Gleeman, that was one of my best customers.
Shut up, barkeep, or you will have the same done to you, sir.
Barty, he means you no harm. He's completely useless drunk. That was just a lucky blow on that fellow.
There's something going on around there.
Barty, we don't want that kind of...
There's no one getting stabbed in there. Everybody okay?
Everything's fine. We're all fine here. How are you?
You sound trustworthy. Are you trustworthy?
Varric, go away.
Very trustworthy, sir. We're all good here,
well,
sir.
Well, then, talk to you later.
All right, farewell, guard.
Barty.
Yes, Jamala.
I'm so tired of fighting. Please don't make this whole tavern come down
on us. He interrupted my story, Jamala.
It's not important. I'm so... Just let me drink in peace. The love of Tiamat.
All right, Gleeman.
I will continue the story. As we landed, we found that this Isle of Mages was a very place of golden city.
It was the most marvelous place in the world.
The Golden City.
It was the most incredible shopping spree of my entire... It was the best 2 weeks ever.
Do you not have to get back there?
We then met, guess what? Mages. When we were on the Isle of Mages, we met mages. They were very powerful people. Now, these powerful people, we were searching for a way to take Jennifer out of his crystal. Jennifer was trapped in a ruby of red.
A lot of crystal and diamond.
Now, as we were... Now, Jamala, how did you carry Jennifer? It was in your what?
It was in a pouch.
Was it a lady pouch?
What is that? I am a lady. It was a pouch. What are you saying?
Ah, it was in Jamala's lady pouch.
Show us your lady pouch.
God damn it, Thomas. Let him finish his story.
Show us them roast beef curtains.
Thomas, I'm going to give you two eyes.
I'll run you through if you don't let him finish the story.
Go on, then.
We met with the counselors of the Isle of Mages. Now, these mages happen to have the ability to cast themselves through crystal. We could transfer our voices and visual picture through crystal.
There are so many things that happen, and this is what you take away from it.
Crystals are very important.
What about all the naked people?
Crystals are pretty.
Yes, what about the slaves? What about Cher? You haven't even mentioned Cher yet. Is there some issues you have to deal with?
There was a dwarf named Cher. He happened to...
Hold on. Break that down for me.
There was a dwarf who used to be a Cher. He was transformed by a mage into... He was a Cher, and then now he was a dwarf. He does not like to be wearing clothing, as he feels that it encumbers him. He was a great friend of mine.
You need another drink?
Getting back to the crystals, I happened to come around with one of these crystals. I received a very popular business due to these crystals. Now, if you would like to purchase...
What business is this, Barty?
Oh,
I don't remember any of this.
If you would like to send out for a crystal, you can write the Isle of Mages. Care of Barty Gleeman. Care of Barty Gleeman, pay-per-view.
Barty, what do you see on the crystal?
3 payments of 70 Salsa Rio Doritos. You will receive 1 crystal that will... directly linked to the crystal that I have. Now, if you happen to view into this crystal, you will find a very delectable sight. As I happen to be traveling with the only human and dragon born pairing that has ever been seen in the land of Doritoni.
Is he talking about us?
Is he talking about us? To you?
Yes, sir. As you say.
Why is that entertaining?
Why is that entertaining?
I mean, you we're adorable, obviously. What is he on about?
So the next morning, our heroes are greeted at the docks by an amazing crowd of well-wishers who went to see them off and wave, and it's almost like a parade. They're traveling down the streets, and the streets are lined with people, many, many, many men clapping and cheering. And
chairs clapping and cheering, too, as he walks.
Our heroes catch snippets from the crowd, groups of wizards talking amongst each other above the bedlam, and just really kind of odd stuff that puzzles the girls, but Barty seems to smile inwardly as he walks by.
I nod to each of them.
One of them comes up to Barty, well, a couple of them come up to Barty, but one of them grabs his hands and shakes it vigorously. That was excellent. Excellent.
Oh, you, that you liked it.
Oh, the part where they were eating each other's ice cream.
Yeah, that was one of my favorite parts as well.
That was fantastic.
And oh my goodness, and the way they're braiding each other's hair. Oh, how scandalous. It was a pure stroke of genius. Emphasis on the stroke.
That was cool.
That was really cool. Oh my gosh.
I nod at them and then quickly catch up to the group.
They seemed like they were so vicious before, but now they are all
cheerful.
Yes, so strange.
Well, you know, when you clean the pipes of thousands of mages.
What?
You make no sense, but you must be charming to someone, Barty.
What is going on, you Barty? Damn it! Barty!
That's besides the point. Anyway, we fought some golems, we beat them, and then... Now, as we crept into the wizard's tower, Barty Gleeman, ever on alert.
Who's Barty Gleeman?
Me, you son of a bitch!
You idiot!
As a door was quickly opened in order to kill every member of our team, I pushed the nefarious assailant up against the wall, making sure that person would never hurt us ever again. What's so funny, Jamala?
Oh, no, go on.
This person happened to be a very powerful wizard. A powerful wizard in which that would have killed us all.
Do you mean that little old lady you harassed?
She wasn't old, she was young, she was very pretty, and I would have done other things with her had she not been a very powerful wizard that would have killed us all.
Latches behind the unlock, and it opens slightly. There's nothing for you to do. I mean, you're holding a big globe of light.
Defensive position.
I've already pulled out my daggers as I was heading down the hallway, and as the door slowly peeks open, I slam the door open with my dagger raised at any kind of person behind the door.
The small, mousy woman with the spectacles on, holding this glowing rock, shrieks in this really god-awful childlike voice. And cowers back and holds her hands in front of her face.
Who are you and what is this place? This place is bad juju.
This is the Tower of the Alchemist. There's nothing bad or juju about it. What are you doing here? Are you thieves?
No, someone in this tower is a thief. A dark wraith came and stole the gem from me. It came to this tower.
I think I should go get some guards.
I think you should.
I
stay right here, dearie.
How close are we? Yeah, I press my dagger closer to her throat.
Barty,
don't get overzealous. Look at her.
I need to answer.
Look at her. Come on.
Oh, Jamala, wait a minute. Are you kidding me? We need answers about where Jennifer
is. She's going to be herself.
How do we get to the alchemist?
This tower is full of alchemists. Confusing me.
Your thoughts.
She is terrified. She really thinks that she's stumbled onto some burglars and she's going to die now.
I want to ask her what her name is and try to make her calm.
Velma.
Do you work here? Do you live here?
I'm one of the alchemists. I mean, I'm a mage as well. I helped make the golems. Look, I can give you whatever you came for. I mean, if you came for treasure, I can get you some treasure. Here. You can have my stone.
We don't want your treasure. No, we're not going to take anything that isn't ours.
Chair takes her glasses.
Swap his hands.
What are these?
Give them back.
I can't see without my glasses.
They are not yours, is what they are. Give them back.
Chair hands back.
What are these? Funny head ornament.
She puts them on.
They help me see. We've designed things like this.
Who's in charge? Where is he?
Chair, shut up. You, the adults are talking.
Hey, Rule?
Yeah.
What kind of robe is she wearing? Like a knight robe or like an alchemist robe?
Like an alchemist robe.
Okay, give me one of your robes now. And I flash one of my
Marty!
Daggers.
Daggers away.
No.
Roll charisma.
I flash one of my daggers. What? Roll charisma?
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Can I take Marty down?
Nope.
Okay. I can give you a robe. We can go back to my room. It's going to be a little small on you. Just don't do anything. Please don't hurt me.
Thelma, you don't need to get him a robe. Don't listen to him.
Lefty!
He's the one holding a knife.
Let him get the robe.
I rolled a 17, Lefty. Let me get a robe.
Beer goggles.
As we traveled up to the top of the tower, we found that there was a very powerful alchemist who was using the crystal of Jennifer. Oh, yes. He stole the crystal of Jennifer. Thank you very much, Jamal. He stole the crystal of Jennifer as we traveled up to the top of the tower. It turned out that there was a giant mechanical man that was being made that we were going to have to defeat in order to retrieve the crystal of Jennifer. And we did. And you know how? Body Gleeman climbed up the side of the golem and took the crystal from the mechanical behemoth and thus destroying the wizard's curse.
Who's Body Gleeman?
It's me, you son of a bitch.
I like you, sir.
We then left the Isle of Mages with the crystal in tow, learning that the Council of Twelve told us that we needed to travel to the beach of No Man Die to be able to take Jennifer's crystal and to a very powerful wizard who lived on that land. As we traveled and traversed the waves, we then landed on a beach in the dead of night. As we then left the boat, we then found that there were many orcs on the beach. With fire arrows flying towards us. But Barty Gleeman.
Let me guess. You threw a dagger.
I did. Thank you, sir. You have read the transcript. Barty Gleeman threw a dagger and killed all of them with one dagger. It went through all of their brains.
You are seriously undermining the level of adventure and fight we had to go through.
You're right.
He starts running forward, and suddenly everything just erupts into flaming arrows and catapults and javelins. Just fire out of these towers.
Over to glad we sent Wolf Bear.
You actually see pieces of the beach lift up, and orcs climb out of it and start throwing stuff at Wolf Bear.
No, just run! No.
Still moving towards the first palisades. Arrows are firing down onto this boat. The two in front have to kind of keep it low to keep it from, hitting your feet. So he just comes up behind you, whacks you in the back of your left knee.
As I'm giving Chair the thumbs up.
Yeah.
Bitch.
Yeah!
And I'm responding with the thumbs up when I see this.
Scrambling under the palisades, you've got a whole bunch of barrage of arrows hitting you. Nobody's poking their heads out to look at anything just yet.
V-Max giving his plan.
Yeah, V-Max is talking about the plan, and so all of this is happening within the scope of 6 seconds.
We were slowly pushed back on the beach, and as we thought that there was nothing left for us to be able to do, we then became upon a door. We then came upon a door. A door that sent us underneath the beach. A door that was our sanctuary. We closed the door behind us, and as the orcs pounded on the door behind us, we then traversed through the ground. As we came up to the other end, we opened the door into the middle of the forest, where we found the elves.
That did not sound like an orc.
Chair is still running forward.
Attendez! Ce n'est pas un orc! Ne tirez pas! Ne tirez pas!
Are you guys shelves?
Elves!
Oh dear, Satanian.
I take out a daintily scented hanky and wave it out of the... It's not white, it's pink, but, I don't know what the pink flag means. I'm sure it smells good, so I'll wave it.
C'est un drapeau rose! Second the feet of the bull.
I'm covered in orc blood, so it's probably not a good idea for me to run forward.
V-Mac pushes his way through as the somehow diplomat of the group. do not shoot. You do not seem as orcs. We are enemies of orcs.
Il vient d'un grand orc.
Qu'est-ce que la langue
parle? Tu peux faire confiance? Il ne parle de l'épée au nord.
We have a letter from the Isle of Mages.
You are the first people to cross that beach in 30 years.
Well, you know, we got chair.
What up?
We are brave warriors.
Each of our own individual and powerful skill.
Well, you have to be. According to this letter, you are to present yourself to our generals and lead us into battle.
Yes!
He has kind of a look of dismay on his face, as though the Isle of Mages must have gone crazy.
Hold on. Let us repeat what you just said. We are the first people to cross the beach in 30 years.
That is an excellent point.
The five of us.
And Kitty Cat Meow Meow.
And...
Qua?
He named his...
Just ignore him.
He named his shillelagh. He's a little simple in the mind, but he is very powerful in battle.
The elf looks at you, kind of reappraises you for a second, and turns around to his army, or his group, really. It's more of a ragtag bunch of elven soldiers left over.
Les démons, finalement, envoyez-nous à des... Ils sont envoyés quelqu'un pour l'annonce qu'ils ont dit contre les orques. Espérons que pour le bon.
Everybody starts clapping and cheering. You're actually kind of surprised, as grumpy as this man is. The rest of the elves, who rise up and basically out of their hiding spots, all scarred, battle weary. They just clang their swords against their shields, clap and cheer. They seem like you're a long, long awaited support.
I kind of pat everybody on the shoulders and stuff, and I'm like, huh? Huh? See? Chair. See, look what I did.
Chair claps just because he likes it when people clap.
To be continued. I need another drink, please.
Tasted like spider babies. And gin. I've had to make gin out of my own urine. There's nothing to drink in this place, but I fermented it. Still better than dwarven ale. Well, either way, I'm a bit tipsy. The Galep should have definitely altered the rules to his drinking game of drink when everyone else takes a drink. That was a mistake. Oh, well. I'm going to throw up. And when I get back, we'll continue this tale. I got puke in my beard. Who did this? Oh, yeah. Thank you, Billy Squire, for reminding me. Dungeons and Doritos is supported by... God, my nose, goddammit. Dungeons and Doritos is listener-supported entertainment. If you like what you heard, please go to nerdyshow.com. I don't know what any of that means, Billy Squire. What are you rummaging around in there, making little pillows out of earwax? What do you expect? It's not open to interpretation. No, I don't have a speedboat. Where would I get one at this hour? Tickling my eardrum. So loud. What is that, the Jackson 5? Oh, baby, give me one more chance. Show me that love you. Now, you, please let me back in your heart. Oh, darling, I'm glad to let you go. Let's go, baby. I want you back. Galnap wants you back.
Thank you for listening to Dungeons and Doritos. As listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other shows on the Nerdy Show Network alive. Not just with Phoenix Downs, my dear, but by telling a friend, rating and reviewing us on iTunes, shopping at nerdyshow.com/store, or directly donating your hard-earned Doritos to the network. Any sized contribution gets you exclusive Nerdy Show audio and images, and lets you participate in our monthly support drives. Just go to nerdyshow.com/support to chip in. To find out how you or your company can underwrite this or other Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com/sponsorships. For more episodes of Dungeons and Doritos, as well as other fine programming, community forums, videos, articles, and more, head over to nerdyshow.com. You can subscribe to all Nerdy Show podcasts via the iTunes Store. And for the latest news, follow us on all your favorite social networks.
Trex, did you see how many beers I drank? I drank so many beers, and as I'm so strong, I did beers. I beat all the beers, I drank them.